This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
GXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Let's talk about the pothead at the gym. Both Friday and Saturday, I see the same guy in the gym parking lot smoking weed before he goes in and works out. How?
That's insane.
How is anyone capable of functioning? Is this the new pre-workout that nobody told me about? How can someone smoke and then go do cardio and lift weights? Who does this? I need to know if you are someone who hits the pen or the devil's grass before an intense workout, because I would be on my ass.
Yeah.
585-252-9800 if this is you. I would just feel like if you did this before or after your workout session, wouldn't it negate anything you just did?
Right.
Wouldn't doesn't it like cancel starving? It out?
Wouldn't you be starving?
There are some people that can totally function. Like, I have a close friend of mine in California who can't function or start his day without it. He has to smoke.
Before their feet even touch the ground.
He has to smoke as soon as he gets up in the morning, first thing. And he wakes up just as early as we do to produce a radio morning show out there. I said, how do you function on the air? He goes, the better question to ask at this point in my life is, how would I be able to function without it? I said, that's scary, man.
Yeah, it's really scary. Stay with us. Stay with us on this planet. You know what I mean?
What are you running from?
No, literally.
But to smoke and then go do cardio, you lost me. I have no idea how anybody can function. There's no way. There's no way I would be able to do it. Look at this guy, Chad. Chad Nation in the house. What's up, guys? I'm one of the people that smokes after my workout, but not before. It's the people that come into the gym smelling like pot that makes me angry. I do it because it helps me relax right after my training session. Plus, I just like being high. Thank you, Chad.
I, don't understand that lifestyle. I don't get it. I don't understand the whole, I can't literally function without smoking. Also, you're running or you're running your ass on the elliptical. Aren't your lungs, shriveling up?
Yeah,
I'm so confused.
Aren't they shot? I guess I get if you do it after you come out of the gym, some people want to, I don't know, I guess that's the relaxation mode you kick into. But even after that, I'd rather just have a protein shake and call it a day.
Yeah. I guess I understand where they're coming from with, when you get high, don't you just, eat everything? So I'd rather get high and then not eat everything. Although your gym is right next to a Chipotle, so terrible placement. But
one time I tried smoking on the job. Not here, but when I was selling medical skincare product at a convention. I'm in New York City at the convention center. And at this point, I'm really good at my job. So I thought, hey, I'm in New York City. I can smoke before I go into this job. I only had to be there 11 hours. This woman walks up to me, introduces herself as a doctor, starts asking me every detailed question about the cream imaginable. Okay? I'm like, yeah, no problem. I got this. These are all questions I've answered 100 times over. I've done this pitch thousands of times. That morning after smoking before work, I couldn't even tell her the name of the product I was selling, let alone what it actually does. Okay, that's the type of person I am if I were to smoke. Put me on the couch, tell me to go to bed. And then you have these people that are driving, doing full-blown cardio at the gym? What?
Yeah, that's insane.
Functioning better with it than without it is wild to me. I don't know. I think ever since the state of New York made weed legal, I think more people are giving more opportunity to experimenting with it.
Are you high right now? What are you saying?
Well, I'm just saying. Hear me out.
You're not speaking English.
Hear me out. I'm just saying, now that the state made it legal, people are experimenting on what they can handle and what they can't handle. That's why some people are driving with it, going to the gym, smoking it in the parking lot.
The thing about it is the laws aren't like regulated just yet because it is so new. So like the driving laws aren't regulated. I mean, you can get a DWAI.
What is that?
It's like a step below a DW.
Okay, so driving while kind of intoxicated.
Right.
Or under the influence.
Something along those lines. You can look it up, Joe. They're the difference. But a DWAI is less of a sentence when it comes to fines and probationary windows and things of that nature.
So, yeah, perfect example. Yesterday, we were leaving the brunch in Fairport. My buddy calls an Uber, and he calls an Uber for himself, his wife, and his wife's friend. They all leave and get in the car. They come back in 10 minutes later. Like, what happened? The Uber driver was so high. The whole car reeked of weed. My buddy goes, pull over right now, please. Handed her $40, sent her on her way, and was done with it. I was like, well, good on you. I think you made the right decision. I was like, did you give her five stars?
Why would he pay her?
I wouldn't.
Yeah, what?
If I didn't get the ride, I'm not paying for it.
No.
Sorry.
Yeah. Also, you showed up under the influence to drive me and my family around. Like, what?
Yeah,
I'm not going to reward bad behavior.
That's just the type of guy he is. He's like, hey, sorry, we're not going to take this ride. Please pull over.
Yeah.
No. Kind of like my pizza delivery guy from Saturday night. He was dripping balls.
So DWAI, to go back to that, is driving while ability impaired.
Okay.
You can get hit with a DWAI if you're driving too tired. You don't even have to have something in your system.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. People have been pulled over for swerving on the road, and they're not even under the influence. They're just tired or exhausted from doing a graveyard shift.
Well, driving tired is like kind of sometimes worse than driving drunk. Like, that's how unaware you are of your surroundings. It's very dangerous.
Guys, good morning. Don't say my name, but I am a registered nurse. I work with a girl who smokes every morning at the hospital before she goes into work and makes her rounds. I don't understand how she functions and treats patients while she's high, but she does it. Okay, good to know. Don't send your family member to that hospital.
Oh my
Listen, God. Some people can just do it. We're not those people.
I'm not. I never just, have been, never will be.
Yeah, it is no, what it is. Thank you. Some people are totally capable of functioning, and they do better on it than without it, and it is what it is.
What a sad life to live. I mean, you do you.
Well, like, not necessarily, Breeze.
It's a lot of money wasted.
You think I spend a lot of money at Wegmans now? Can you imagine what that bill would look like at the end of the week?
You DoorDashing food to your LA apartment, never change the address. Too high. Can't figure it out.
I've been there, done that.
Oof.
I have been there, done that.
Yeah, that is really tough.
All right. Well, hey, listen, feel free to dabble in the devil's grass. Just be safe when you do it. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.